Well, good morning to you. Good morning. It's very good to see you. We greet you both, Beverly and I, with thanksgiving for giving us the opportunity to be here.
大家早上好，我和 Beverly 都非常感恩今天早晨能和大家在一起。
It's always a privilege for us, and I especially love to hear you sing.
这真对我们来说是一个特权，我特别喜欢听你们唱歌。
At our church, we don't sing always a lot of hymns.
在我们的教会，我们不怎么唱赞美诗。
But I'm old, so I like the old songs.
但是我很老，你知道吗？我很喜欢这些古老的赞美诗。
So thank you for letting us join in worship with you today.
谢谢你让我和你们一起敬拜。
There's a verse in the psalm that was quoted in one of the songs that we sang today.
今天在我们唱的歌里面有一节经文。
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
你的话是我脚前的灯，路上的光。
You might think that the words lamp and light mean the same thing.
你可能会觉得灯和光是同一个意思。
But they don't.
但是确实不是的。
The light along the path means that God has given us enough light to see to the end of what he has prepared for us.
在路上的光的意思是说他已经给我们足够的光亮，我们一直能看到我们的人生的尽头。
When the Bible says his word is a lamp, it means that he has given us just enough light to see what the next step is on the path that we're following.
那当他说他是我们脚前的灯的时候，意思是说他给我们足够的亮光，让我们知道前面那一步应该怎么走。
So as believers, we know where we're headed. We have seen the light.
那我们知道作为信徒，我们的人生的尽头是什么样，我们有光亮。
But to take the next steps for today and tomorrow, we are dependent upon knowing the promises of God's word.
但是今天怎么走，明天怎么走，却是要来靠主的话语。
So the verses that I am sharing with you today from the book of Philippians talk about how we take the next steps in our Christian life each day.
那今天我要跟大家分享的腓立比书里面的话，就是讲我们今天、明天的日子该怎么走。
And we're going to be doing that by studying a little portion of scripture from the book of Philippians.
那今天我们要来学一下腓立比书里面的经文。
How many of you have ever read the book of Philippians before?
有谁念过腓立比书以前？
It's one of my very, very favorite books.
这是我最喜欢的一本经文之一。
And I want to just set us up for the verses that we're going to read.
那今天我们先来看一下我们要读的经文。
First of all, Paul is writing this while he's in jail.
那这一篇经文是保罗在监狱里写的。
And apparently he has been sick and needy in jail.
那他在监狱里又病了，又有很多需求。
So the church at Philippi has sent someone to prison to help take care of him.
那腓立比教会就派了人专门到监狱里去照顾他。
His name is Epaphroditus.
他的名字叫 Epaphroditus, 我不太知道。
That's a big name, isn't it? And Paul's letter tells us that while Epaphroditus is there, he gets sick.
那当这个教徒去帮助他的时候，他自己也生病了。
And he almost dies.
那他几乎快死了。
And Paul has to send him back to Philippi.
那Paul就保罗就把他又送回腓立比去了。
So Paul is facing a lot of suffering and personal pain and disappointment in his life.
那在那个时候，保罗真是经受了生命中的很多的折磨和困苦。
The theme of his letter to the church of Philippi is found in chapter 2, verses 5 through 11.
那你要知道这本书的主题，其实在腓立比书第二章第五节。
Where he says to believers, we should have the mind of Christ.
他说我们应该以基督的心为心。
Who became a servant and offered his life on the cross of Calvary.
他成了奴仆的形象，成为人的形象。
And died for us.
在十字架上为我们死。
And now God has exalted him on high.
那神就把他升高。
So at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
叫一切在天上、地上和地底下的，因为耶稣的名，无不屈膝，都称他为主。
In chapter 3, we find that Paul is kind of overwhelmed by the love of Christ for him.
那在第三章里，保罗就被神的大爱所感动。
Because he had been a persecutor of the church, killing Christians before he knew Christ.
因为他在认识耶稣基督之前，他是迫害基督徒、杀害基督徒的人。
But now he has been entrusted with the job of sharing the gospel with the Gentiles.
那现在上帝把给外邦人传教这个任务交给了他。
He knows that the people in Philippi are suffering too.
他知道腓立比教会的人也在苦苦之中。
And so these verses are about the words of encouragement that he himself who is suffering in jail gives to them who are suffering in their circumstances as well.
那这一段经文是他自己在监狱里饱受折磨的时候写给腓立比教会的鼓励的话语。
So we're going to read chapter 3, verses 12 through 16.
那我们现在来看一下腓立比书第三章十二到十六节。
Go ahead.
Oh, I'll read.
Yep.
这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是极力追求，或者可以得着耶稣基督，所以得着我的。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。所以我们中间凡是完全人，总要存这样的心，若在什么事上存别样的心，神也必以此指示你们。然而我们到了什么地步，就当照着什么地步行。
So I want to talk from these verses about four things that we can do every day to follow the lamp that God is providing for the next steps that we take through His Word.
那现在我就要来说四件事情，我们怎么样跟随神的脚步，把它当作我们脚前的灯。
So the first thing is this.We need to set our priorities.
那第一件事就是我们要知道我们的优先的顺序是什么。
Paul says it this way, this one thing I do.
保罗说这是我只做这一件事。
Now if you look at these verses, particularly at verse 12, notice what it says.
那你要看十二节，你看他说的是什么。
Christ has already taken hold of me.But I am still in the process of learning how to take hold of him.
这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是极力追求。
Now think of what Paul is saying.
想想保罗在说什么。
How many of you would say that Paul is one of my heroes in the Bible, right? How many would say that?
多少人说保罗是你在圣经里的英雄？
He's going to die in just a few years.
他几年后就去世了。
He's in jail, suffering because of his faith.
那他在监狱里，因为他的信仰而受到迫害。
But notice what he says, I am not yet perfect.
他说，我还在极力追求。
Now he didn't mean in those verses that I am not yet sinless.
他没有说我是无罪的。
What he's really saying is, I'm not as spiritually grown up and mature as I need to be. That's what the word means.
他觉得他在圣经的追求上还没有达到完美。
Now, if Paul feels that way about himself, how do we feel about ourselves?
如果保罗觉得他是这样，那我们觉得自己是在什么地步呢？
So he's really saying, this is a process that I am still in.
他就说这是一个过程，我还在追求。
So I have been saved since I was 18 years old, and that is 57 years.
我十八岁信主，那是五十七年之前了。
But I am still not in some areas spiritually grown up.
在很多灵命上，我还没有长大。
I still struggle too.
我也有挣扎。
And probably, I'm guessing that all of us have our areas of struggle and challenge in our spiritual lives.
我想每个人在我们灵命的增长上都有我们自己的困境和挣扎。
And then we're supposed to, Paul says, to kind of zero in on the thing that's most important in our life so we can say, with all of these things out there, this is the one thing that I'm going to do.
那保罗说在我们生命中有这么多的事情我们就要定睛一件事情。
Think of all the things that grab our attention.
想想所有能吸引你注意力的事情。
Good things.
有好的。
Work.
工作。
My husband, my wife,
我的妻子，我的丈夫，
my children,
我的孩子们，
my grandchildren,
我的孙子辈，
my church,
我的教会，
my finances,
我的财务状况，
my friends,
我的朋友，
my hobbies and recreation,
我的爱好兴趣。
All of these things are good things, are they not?
这些都是好事，对不对？
But I have a hard time giving the proper attention to all of those things while at the same time making sure that God is first.
那在注重这些事情的时候我有些时候很困难怎么把主放到第一位。
So Paul is saying this one thing I am doing. And he's going to tell us in greater detail what that looks like.
保罗就说就有这么一件事我要极力的去做那是什么呢？
Some of you know that I've been a pastor and a counselor and a life coach.
那大家知道我是当牧师、当教练、当指导员很长时间了。
And a lot of my clients in the past who came to me were kind of wrestling with this question about how do I give the right emphasis on all of these things that cry for my attention.
那很多来找我帮忙的人就说我有这么多的事情，我怎么样？着重在哪一个地方呢？
And I used to talk to my clients about having a mission statement or a purpose statement for their lives.
我就经常对我的客户们讲，你要有个生命中的目标。
And for me, one of my mission statements has been,
那对我来说，我人生的一个目标是，
In everything that I do and everyone that I meet, I want Christ to be known.
在我每做的一件事情和我在我遇到的每一个人身上，我都要他们知道我是信耶稣的。
So whether at work or with my family or my friends or even when I'm having fun, I want to honor Christ in all that I say and do so that he might be seen in me.
不管是我在玩，在和朋友见面，在工作中，我都来荣耀主，这是我所要做的。
So Paul is really saying, I'm all in for making Christ the primary singular focus of my life.
那保罗就说我全力以赴的要把主耶稣基督作为他人生的中心。
Are you?
你呢？
We really want that, don't we?
我们真的很想要这样，对不对？
So Paul's going to help us a little more by suggesting some other pieces of the puzzle in prioritizing Christ in our lives.
那保罗就来教我们怎么样在人生之中排出优先顺序来荣耀主。
So here's what is the second thing that he says.
那第二件事他说的是
This one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind.
那这一件事做的就是要忘掉背后。
The second thing we have to do is to submit our past to God.
就是把我们的过去交给上帝。
Now Paul says it this way, forgetting what lies behind.
那他说的是忘记背后。
Now I'm not convinced that Paul means that we will never ever again think about our past.
那他当然不是说我们永远不再去想过去发生的事情。
The important thing to remember is that God forgets our past.
重要的是要记住是上帝会忘记我们的过去。
The Bible says, as far as the east is from the west, so are our sins removed from us.
那地从东到西有多宽，那我们的罪也有多大。
The Bible says, our sins are buried in the sea of God's forgetfulness, never to be remembered against us anymore.
那圣经里说，我们的罪会被上帝深深地埋下，以致不再想起。
But it's not so easy for us to forget our past, right?
但是对我们来说，忘掉过去有点难。
Sometimes we wrestle with guilt.
有些时候我们有罪恶感。
We're sorry for the things that we have done.
我们对我们所做的事情惭愧。
Sometimes we wrestle with shame.
有些时候我们有羞耻感。
Because we think that we are defined by the sins that we have committed in the past.
有些时候我们认为我们做过的错事会来设定我们的人生是怎么样。
And sometimes we wrestle with the ever-present specter of failure in our lives.
有些时候我们经常会回想起来我们的失败。
No matter how hard we try, nothing seems to turn out exactly the way we have hoped and planned.
不管我们怎么努力的来做，有些时候事情就不像我们计划的那样。
But Paul says we have to forget what's behind and think how difficult that was for Paul.
我们想，保罗说要忘记过去，那对他来说有多难呢？
His part as a zealot Jew resulted in the death of many, many Christians.
他作为一个狂热的犹太人，杀死了很多基督徒。
Don't you think there were nights when he lay awake thinking about the faces of those he had put to death because of their faith in Christ?
你想想他在晚上睡觉的时候可能会想起被他迫害的基督徒的面孔。
So what does he mean when he says forgetting what lies behind?
那他到底在说什么要忘掉过去呢？
I think he really means that we are submitting our past and all of it to God and his mercy and grace.
我们就要把我们的过去交给上帝，因为上帝的慈爱和恩典。
Because to live in the past is to paralyze our spiritual growth.
那如果我们要住在过去的失败中，我们就不能在灵命中增长。
It is to keep us from moving forward.
那就防止我们向前进。
The Bible says God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and peace and a sound mind.
上帝说，圣经里说，上帝没有给我们恐怖，他要给我们勇敢往前看的信心。
God does not want us to be held hostage by the fearful consequences of things that we have done in the past.
那上帝不想让我们为我们过去所做的事情而捆绑。
And sometimes we're so stuck in the past.
有些时候我们在过去的失败中不能前行。
Because we're not accepting God's mercy and grace.
因为我们没有去接受来自主的恩典和恩赐。
And remember, we can't earn that mercy and grace. It is God's, by definition, free gift to us.
记住了，我们不是靠自己赚取来的，而是上帝白白的给我们的。
We no longer have to be punished for our past because Christ took our punishment upon the cross.
我们也不要因为过去来惩罚自己，因为上帝已经把这些惩罚替我们受了。
The book of Colossians says that the handwriting of our sinful past was nailed to the cross of Christ.
那我们过去的书写，我们罪的已经钉在十字架上了。
And through God's grace and mercy, we have been forgiven.
那经过上帝的恩典和慈爱，我们都已经被原谅了。
And don't forget what the Bible says.
别忘了，圣经上还这么说。
God's mercies are new every morning.
上帝的恩典每天都是新的。
Why do you think the Bible says that?
为什么圣经里要这么讲？
I think it's because we need His mercy every day, right?
因为我们知道他的恩，我们需要他每天的恩典。
And it's God's reminder of His steadfast love and faithfulness to us that every day He bestows upon us a new portion of His mercy and grace.
那上帝每一天都给我们他的恩典，是要让我们记住他是信实的。
So if I'm looking to the light of heaven,
那我们看着来自天堂的光。
And I'm thinking about the next steps that I'm going to take in this life of frequent failure.
然后想想在今生中要往前走的步子。
My prayer has to be that God's forgiveness sustains me and I'm moving forward in the strength and the hope of His grace.
那我就祷告主的恩典能让我在这些中原谅自己，继续前行。
So some of us need to get unstuck, right?
有些人就需要从困境中把自己拔出来。
We need to lift our heads up and look to Christ.
抬头仰望主。
embrace his forgiveness,
来拥抱他的原谅。
Know that he is forgotten,
因为他已经忘了你的罪。
So now we can take the next steps to becoming more like him.
现在我们就可以往前行，变得更像他一样。
We have to submit our past to God.
我们就要把我们的过去交给上帝。
Sometimes we have to do that every day, right?
有些时候每天都需要这么做。
Sometimes my prayer is, Lord, I didn't really do very well yesterday, did I?
有些时候我的祷告词是说，哎呀，上帝，我昨天做得很糟糕。
I'm feeling really badly about how I spoke to my wife yesterday.
我昨天对我太太说话的态度，我非常抱歉。
I feel a little embarrassed by how angry I got in the middle of traffic.
我觉得我很尴尬，因为我在交通堵塞的时候非常的生气。
So Lord, I come before you, ask your forgiveness, and I know with your help, the next steps that I take today, by your strength, I can do better.
上帝，我来到你面前，求你原谅，也请让我下一步会走得更好。
That's the lamp of God's word for my life today.
这是上帝在我们脚前的灯的
样子。So I stay focused on the path before me.
所以我就注重往前走的步子。
So here's the third thing.
那第三件事是。
Paul says,
保罗说。
This one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining toward what lies ahead.
他说我要忘掉背后，努力向前。
The third thing we have to do is to stay focused on God's promises.
那第三件我们要做的是，就是注重主给我们的应许。
Paul says straining to what lies ahead, straining with a forward look to what lies ahead.
就是我们要往前看。
Now the word straining is an important word here, and I want you to see it.
那 straining 这词是很努力的样子。
It comes from the word in the Greek agonia.
在 Greek 是在希腊一个词来的。
What's that sound like?
Agonia 听起来像啥？就很
agony, right?
Yeah, 听起来就是很努力。
So what he's saying here is agonizing.A deep sense of my own need of God as I reach ahead. This is not easy. This is hard work.
就是很难做的是要在我们心里走出去，抓住神的话语，这不容易走。
In order to move from the past into the present, it requires a mindset of staying focused on the promises of God.
那我们要从过去走出来，往前走，我们就需要把我们的注意力放在上帝的身上。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
那在一切事上来信靠主。
Lean not to your own understanding.
不是靠自己的聪明。
That's an Old Testament verse in Proverbs chapter 3.
在箴言里第三章。
When he says, trust in the Lord with all your heart,
坚定相信的主的话语。
Paul is saying all of your focus and all of your energy has to be directed towards God.
所有你的专注，你的精力都要定睛在主的身上。
Don't be leaning on your own understanding and your own trying to figure it out from your own point of view.
不是靠你自己的聪明，或者用自己的眼光把这件事情解决掉。
You need the wisdom of God.
你需要来自上天的智慧。
Where do you find the wisdom of God?
你从哪里找到神的智慧呢？
In His Word, right?
在他的话语里。
The promises of God are in His Word.
他的应许就在他的话语里。
Second Peter 1 says,
彼得后书说,
Everything that we need for life and godliness is found in the promises of God's Word.
我们在今生所需要的一切都在神的话语里。
Everything that I need for today, I will find in the Word of God, which is what? A lamp to help guide my steps today.
那我每天所需要的东西都能在圣经里找到，这就是我们脚前的灯。
So Paul said, Thy word have I hid in my heart in Psalm 119:10, so that I won't sin against you.
他说我不会来在主面前犯罪。
If I know God's word in my heart, it will keep me from taking the detours that I take off of God's path.
如果我深知主的话语是什么，那我就不会走弯路。
Remember Proverbs 3, 5, and 6?
在箴言三到四。
The second half of it, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, lean not in your own understanding.
在这里说我们要专心的来仰望神的话语，而不是靠自己的聪明。
In all of your ways,
在你所做所有的事情上。
And I'm going to add this, and in all of your days,
在所有的日子里。
Trust him because he will direct your paths.
要信靠他，因为他会来指引你前面的道路。
So why would we start our day without reading God's word?
那我们每天开始的时候，为什么不去读神的话语呢？
Why would we not every day get out the roadmap that God has given us and follow it?
为什么我们就不每天拿出神给我们的地图来跟循他呢？
I heard someone say once, I know you've heard it before.
有人这么说过。
The future is as bright as the promises of God.
你的未来就和神的应许一样光亮。
And I'm just thinking of a few, here's some promises that I think about often, if not every day.
这些是我常常想到神的应许。
There's no trial you go through.
没有困苦。
But such as is common to man.
和所有人都能承受的。
But God is faithful.
但神是信实的。
He will provide a way of escape that you may be able to bear it.
他会给你足够的出路来让你走出困境。
What do I know from that promise? God will not give me more than I can bear.
那就是说上帝不会给我
我
不能承受的。你相信吗？
Say amen if you believe that. Amen?
Amen.
Right. Here's another one.
这还有一个。
My God will supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory.
我们的神是我们的提供者。
That's in Philippians chapter 4 verse 19.
在腓立比书里面。
So whatever my needs are,
不管我的需求是什么。
The resources I'm depending on are not my flimsy resources.
我所需要的资源不是我很缺乏的。
But they are the infinite resources of God.
而是上帝无限的可能。
And here's another one.
还有一个。
Come boldly before the throne of grace that you may be able to find help in time of trouble.
大胆地来到神的宝座前求你所需要的。
Hebrews 4:15 and 16.
在希伯来书里面。
God is saying, when you're in trouble, come confidently to me.
当你有困难的时候就要非常坚定地来到主的面前。
Not with shame, but with boldness.
不是有羞愧感而是很大胆地来。
Because this is the place that you're going to find the help that you need.
因为这就在这里你能找到你的帮助。
Are those promises a part of your life?
那些应许在你的生活中你有常常默想吗？
You won't know the promises and there are over 1500 of them in the Bible unless you study God's word.
除非你专业学习圣经的话，里面有1500个应许，你可能不都记得。
So here's the final thing. This is the light that shines on the path.
这是我们路上的光。
I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
向着标杆直跑，来得那无上的荣耀。
Now when Paul says, I press on, he's talking about a word we probably don't like very well.
他在说要向前跑的时候，他可能说一个词我们不太喜欢。
Discipline.
就是要自律。
Sometimes we have to just grit our teeth and say, I can do this with God's strength.
有些时候我们就得咬牙切齿地说，靠着主，我能做这件事。
Sometimes it's, I don't really like where I am, but I am trying to learn in every circumstances to be content in Christ.
有些时候你可能说，哎呀，我现在处境我不很满意，但是我们要学会在任何处境中，在主的话语里得到满足。
And sometimes it's,I keep praying about the same thing, but God doesn't seem to hear, but I'm not giving up on him.
有些时候我们说啊，我一直在为这件事祷告，却没有答复，但是我们还要有信心继续往前祷告。
That's what it means to press on.
这就是向着标杆直跑的意思。
It's daily.
这是每天。
Sometimes it's rigorous.
有些是很有力的。
And sometimes it's discipline.
有些是自律。
The writer of the book of Hebrews in chapter 12 says,
Hebrew, 希伯来书有一个经文说,
No discipline is pleasant for the moment.
没有教导是在目前来说是愉快的。
But in the end,
但到最后的时候,
it produces the peaceable fruit of righteousness.
但是就会结出平安的果子。
That's in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 7 through 12.
希伯来书十二章。
So discipline isn't fun, it's sometimes difficult.
那自律是很困难的，也不好玩。
But it's part of the process of pressing on.
但这就是我们向着标杆直跑的一个过程。
And what is the upward call of God in Christ Jesus, which is our prize?
上帝给我们最高的奖赏是什么？
It's the eternal home that we have in heaven.
是我们在天堂的添加。
Jesus said it to his disciples this way in John 14.
在约翰书里面，耶稣对他的门徒们说，
I am going to prepare a place for you.
我要去为你在天上准备一个添加。
Because I want you to be with me where I am.
因为我想要你和我一起。
Have you ever thought about that idea?
你想过这件事吗？
God wants us, you and me.
上帝要你和我。
To be with him.
和他在一起。
And he's preparing a place for us that we can share eternity with him.
他在天上为我们准备好了，让我们永生和他在一起。
When I was growing up, we used to sing a song in church that said, "It will be worth it all when we see Jesus."
我小时候学过一首歌，里面说，等到我们见到耶稣的时候，所有的一切都是值得的。有人知道吗？
I'm the oldest here, then I guess.
我最老，所以只有我知道。
On Monday, Beverly and I drove to Escondido.
周一的时候，我和我太太开车去一个地方。
My daughter-in-law's mother, at age 85, had gone to be with the Lord.
那我们的我的岳母85岁去添加了。
It almost seems, I think, to the world, baffling that we call funerals celebrations.
对世界上的人来说，我们把葬礼，当作祝贺是一件很难想象的事情。
But one of the words that was said at the very beginning of the funeral service, which was about an hour and a half.
这个葬礼有一个多小时，那有人说了这么一句话。
We want this to be a celebration.
我们要把这个作为一个祝贺。
Because we know that Dorothy is now receiving her prize in heaven.
因为我们知道这个她的岳母在天上来得到了她的奖赏。
She is now in the presence of God rejoicing.
她在上帝面前欢呼。
That's the light at the end of the tunnel, isn't it?
这就是我们
That's the hope that beckons us even today.
这就是我们要所看的盼望。
So we begin by saying that we know what the ultimate objective is, but the question is, how do we do this? How do we live this out every day?
我们知道我们的目标是什么，但每天怎么行？
And the first thing we said, we have to decide what's most important.
那我们就说，对我们来说，什么是最重要的？
Jesus said, "What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world but he loses his soul?"
耶稣说过，如果我们挣得了全世界，却失去了生命，又有什么用呢？
The most important thing for us to realize that taking advantage of the wonderful provision of salvation for us that prepares us for eternal life is the most important thing.
我们知道在神的救赎中来到得到永恒的生命是最重要的。
And what do we do about our failures and our past sins and our struggles each day?
那我们怎么面对过去的失望，我们的罪恶和现在的挣扎呢？
Do we give up and become disheartened?
那我们是不是就放弃了，然后就灰心了？
Or do we say like Paul, I'm still in process, I don't have this all nailed down yet.
或者我们像保罗一样，虽然我还没有完全得着，但我要极力向前。
But in verse 12 of this scripture, Paul is saying,I want to hold on to Christ as tightly as He is holding on to me.
在十二节里说，我们要紧紧地抓住耶稣基督，就像他抓住我们一样。
He is not going to let go.
耶稣不会让我们离开。
But I'm going to cling to Him even during this difficult time.
我们在困难的时候，更要紧紧地抱住他。
And how do I keep myself on the right path? How do I orient myself each and every day to walk?Rightly before the Lord.
那我们怎么知道每天就在神的应许中 往前行呢？
I believe in the promises of God's word. I not only read them and believe them, I embrace them and live by them each and every day.
我不仅相信神的应许，而且我每天要读他的应许，也要每天行出他的应许。
Paul has these wonderful verses at the end of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 through 18. He has said, we have this treasure in earthen vessels.
那保罗在那个哥林多后书里面说
Because we want the power of God to be seen in our lives.
因为我们想要神的荣耀在我们生命中彰显。
And then he writes these words, which we're going to hear.
然后他说了这些话。所以我们不上胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却新是一天。我们这至暂至轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比、永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
So here's my final encouragement to you today.
这是我给你最后的鼓励。
Don't lose heart.
不要灰心。
Don't give up.
不要上胆。
Set your eyes on things that are eternal, not temporal.
定睛在那永远的事情，而不是暂时的事情。
This one thing I do.
这一件事我要做的。
God bless you this morning.
上帝祝福大家。